This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Hour number two, Ben and Woods. We have Rob Bradford, the host of the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast, joining us at 7:35. And perhaps a surprise guest a little bit after that as well.
Oh,
stay tuned.
In studio.
I mean, I've been told they are planning on leaving their house shortly.
They're up.
They are awake.
They did ask for coffee.
I said, I think we have coffee.
I think there's a machine over there.
I have half of my
McDonald's iced coffee left.
You could offer.
They're welcome to it. I texted them back.
I said, there is a machine in the kitchen. I've been told that it works.
I have a real hard time using it. Should come as a surprise to no one. It's new. It's newfangled. It's not. Remember I told you the other day I don't know how to use like a Mr. Coffee? This one's even harder. So I think I might be able to try to figure it out for him.
I could order off an app somewhere.
Yeah, you can do that.
You know, maybe we can get a tier one to pick it up and bring it to our guests.
Right, I don't want to turn our tier ones into the help
Gophers,
this morning.
Yeah, that's true. That's fine. He can pick it up on the way.
Where's Adam?
That's Adam.
Oh, man. Where's Adam?
Oh, it's Friday.
No.
Could ask work me. At home Fridays. Not going to be here.
So. And Mondays, right?
Mondays too.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah.
I mean, how great would that be to just roll out of bed on Monday and just do the show from home and then same on Friday? Pretty solid.
So I just pray. Oh, sorry.
I'm just laughing.
I just praised Rob Manfred for all the good, positive changes to baseball. Yet I'm reading a piece right now from The Athletic and Andrew Marchand who says he may have just committed sports business malpractice with what went down yesterday.
You're joking.
No. He said, well, it wasn't totally his choice, but ESPN yesterday informed Major League Baseball that it was opting out of the final, I don't know if it's 2 or 3 years of their contract.
I think it's three.
They have 1 year left. This year is now going to be the last year of ESPN's $550 million per season with contract with Major League Baseball. What do they get for that? Mostly they get the Sunday Night Baseball exclusive window. And they get to broadcast the wild card round series games. And they've got the home run derby, the All-Star Monday festivities. Those are the main three things that ESPN gets for its $550 million a year.
It's also the only thing ESPN chooses to do. I think when you paint it that way, it's like, oh, this is all we're getting for our $550. ESPN has pushed baseball to the back burner for many, many years now. They canceled Baseball Tonight. You know what I mean? Like, they don't prioritize the game of baseball. And I think that was this. I looked at this yesterday as a massive win for Rob Manfred. I read his statement and I went, dude, yes. I'm all in on this.
I think they're trying to couch it as an opportunity for Major League Baseball. The problem is, how are they going to make up $550 million per year?
Major League Baseball.
Major League Baseball. Who's going to pay anywhere near that for a similar rights package. Because in recent years, and this is what Andrew Marchand points out, they have sold for $10 million a streaming package to Roku. $10 million for an entire year.
Hmm.
Now, I don't know how many games Roku gets for that, but ESPN looks at that and goes, why are we paying $550 million when you're giving it to someone else?
For 10.
For 10. That's insane. I want to renegotiate our deal. And ESPN said, we'll be happy to renegotiate, but we're not, if you're giving this stuff away for $10 million, we're not paying $550 million for it anymore.
So let's parse this out a little
like
bit.
Like to not even be like the main network.
Fox is still the main like baseball.
Fox gets the World Series.
Broadcaster that gets the World Series.
So let's parse it out a little bit. Manfred said, the statement said, and I liked this statement because I really, when I read it, I agreed with it. He says, we've had a long and mutually beneficial partnership with ESPN, dates back to its first Major League Baseball game in 1990. Unfortunately, in recent years, we have seen ESPN scale back their baseball coverage and investment in a way that's not consistent with the sport's appeal or performance on their platform. Given that MLB provides strong viewership, valuable demographics, and the exclusive right to cover unique events like the Home Run Derby, ESPN's demand to reduce rights fees is simply unacceptable. As a result, we've mutually agreed to terminate our agreement. Would Rob Manfred quit a job without having a job? This is essentially what it boils down to.
So he says he's got a couple of options.
A couple of irons in the fire.
Yeah, we'll see. Andrew Marchand seemed skeptical. I don't know that argument carries a lot of weight, though, that ESPN, you said, well, they don't do baseball tonight anymore, which is true. But other than MLB Network, which is owned by Major League Baseball, where else do you get baseball news? I mean, they still have Jeff Passan. They still have Jesse Rogers. They still devote quite a bit of resources to baseball.
But you're making my point for me. Use those guys more than you're using them now.
But they do. I mean, I see stuff from Jeff Passan every day. I see him
on
Sports Center every day.
He jumps on First Take every now and then. Like, give Jeff Passan and Jesse
Rogers.
But
where are you getting more than you're getting on ESPN? There's nowhere else.
Right? I was going to say, like, Fox is MLB's biggest partner.
They show the games. Do you watch any other Fox baseball coverage other than
games? Fox Sports and any of the talk shows.
I watch FS1.
What?
The
Undisputed or any of those shows. They never talk baseball. They don't bring in Ken Rosenthal to talk with Skip Bayless about.
Other than during the games, I never see Ken Rosenthal.
Yeah, true. I mean, I'm not missing a lot of Ken Rosenthal.
But you see Passan on his network's shows.
Yeah,
he's talking baseball.
He jumps on McAfee. He jumps on First Take.
Rosenthal doesn't jump on Fox Sports stuff. He does internet shows.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I mean,
Apple TV has bought some rights as well. Do you watch baseball? A lot of baseball coverage on Apple TV outside of the games?
Do they have
none? I don't know.
I don't think they do.
That's true.
I don't know.
But, okay, so if you're Rob Manfred, though, and you look at it and you're like, you guys aren't. That's a lot of
money. I think this is a bad sign for baseball.
Yes.
That baseball is not worth ESPN's money anymore.
Or their time.
Or their time and effort.
I guarantee you, if ESPN thought baseball coverage was bringing in huge eyeballs and advertising revenue, they'd be doing more baseball coverage. The reason why they do less baseball coverage than football coverage is simply their football coverage draws more audience.
Yeah.
They're just being smart business people.
They're
going
to spend 100 times on the SEC network what they would pay for baseball because as much as we hate it and don't care about it out here, maybe.
It works.
It's what works.
Yeah, well, it's what works. And, man, so I don't know. When I read the initial.
I think it's more of an indictment on baseball than on ESPN.
Now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, oh no, is that actual malpractice?
And what he doesn't address here, and I do think is an opportunity, and we have talked about it, is the game needs a media restructuring.
Yes.
We've talked about that a lot this offseason, where the local media deals for the Dodgers and the Yankees and the Mets just put the entire league at a competitive imbalance. And one way they were going to do that was with rights fees. Now, the Fox one is still going for a few more years, so you're not going to be able to change everything. But this is the first step, perhaps, toward a more balanced model where you can come up with deals that lift up some of the teams that aren't spending enough on their rosters and hopefully rein in some of the teams that are spending a little too much on their rosters, if you know what I mean.
Interesting. Yeah. Walking away from, 2-3 years left on their deal. for that money. I guess you better have other irons.
Major League Baseball is not walking away. They're saying it's mutual, but ESPN is the one that's walking away. And they're walking away because they now no longer have to pay $1.65 billion over the next 3 years.
$550 a year?
$550 per season. So they have saved $1.65 billion with the stroke of a pen by opting out of this contract.
Oh, he just gave it to Pat McAfee, actually. Congratulations to the McAfee show.
They can still cover baseball as much as they want. You know, ESPN, you know, Major League Baseball is not going to stop ESPN. They still want ESPN to cover baseball. So they're happy if Jeff Passan is still going around and breaking stories and everything. In fact, they want that. They want as much of that as possible. But now they're not getting $550 million for it. You know, at the same time, it's kind of a win for ESPN here, and they may still get back into it. Maybe they come up with a new deal, but they're only paying $300 million a year. And they're going to, okay, well, we still get everything, but we save that much money. I mean, that's one of the possibilities. We'll see if Rob Manfred really does have good options to replace these rights fees payments.
How much is Fox paying?
More, I believe.
Where if ESPN's paying $550 and they're like the second tier network for Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
You get one game a week, maybe a Wednesday night here and there, or, you know, ESPN Plus type games, but you get Sunday Night Baseball and the wild card round.
Jeez.
Everything else, all the big games, there's the TBS games during the regular season, of course, part of Fox. And then there's that's Turner, totally separate. And then you got the World Series is on Fox. You're like, I'm like, hey, if we're paying this much money, we're not getting a whole lot out of this.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, look, there's people are in the chat talking about where they go to for baseball coverage, and, I mean, very few of them are saying, you know, I'm really going to miss ESPN's baseball coverage. There's a lot of...
$4 billion over 8 years for Fox. So they're paying about $500 million a year as well. So
is
actually
there any traditional network, though, on television that you go to get your baseball news besides MLB Network? Because not really.
No.
Nobody's talking about it.
No, and even MLB Network is a tough watch sometimes.
Yeah. You go online, you go to podcasts.
Yeah. Listen to Ben and Woods
shows.
Right here on 97.3 The Fan.
They're okay.
Odyssey app.
We try to find the best of the best for the baseball coverage and hopefully silence or mute a little bit the baseball coverage that we don't think
it'll
is
be weird
good.
Next year, though, if there's no Sunday Night Baseball. Even if you don't, I know people are ripping the broadcasters. Ah, they're okay. I like Carl Ravitch.
I love David Cohn.
I think they do.
Love Boog.
Boog is phenomenal.
Boog Shambi on the radio. Yeah, yep. They're good. But, I mean, you said 1990 they've been partners?
Yeah.
I was born in 1990. My whole life has
whole
had
life.
Sunday Night Baseball.
It's nothing
baseball
like it.
Tonight.
Dun, it's going to be weird. Dun, yeah. Dun, it's going to be very odd to not see Sunday night. Somebody will have it. You know, they'll find a way to do it. Guy says he gets all his sports news from Channel 10 and their superstar sports anchor.
Thank you, guys.
Ben Higgins.
How much did he pay you for that, Guy?
I will admit, you're probably when I do my 2 minutes, there are other things that you might be missing out on that I don't have time to get to.
That's true. Night. That's true.
It's okay if you want to expand your sports coverage
outside of yours.
Consumption.
Yeah,
outside
fine.
Of me.
Okay.
So, and Surfer's Rule All says John Boy is better than ESPN anything. There's more
options
than ever. More options online for baseball coverage.
Chris Rose.
Whatever you like. Yeah, you know, you may
John
not
Boy.
Like any of those guys.
Foul territory.
Yeah.
Fair territory.
Between the lines, outside the lines.
Foul
the bleachers.
Pole.
Yeah.
The dugout.
In the dugout. On top of the dugout. The bullpen.
In the bleachers.
The 5.5 hole.
The arm barn.
The third base coach's box.
Yep. The backstop. Love it. There's a lot.
The batter's eye with Ben and Woods.
You have a lot to choose from. The FTD podcast coming soon.
It's not about flowers.
Could literally retire. We could literally, if we had the stomach.
The FTD podcast with Ben and Woods. It's extra sweet.
We could retire from the hate that we would get. But they would listen to every single episode.
If you're not following, TD stands for
the Dodgers.
And you can just imagine, with Woods naming things, what F might stand for.
Frig.
Frig
the
you!
Yeah, Frig the Dodgers. Can you imagine? Tell him. This is like
I think you're onto something.
This is a six-figure-a-year cash cow.
This is the moment to capitalize.
I know.
It's not just here anymore. It's
everywhere.
Everywhere's got that vibe right now of FTD.
Forget the Dodgers. That's good.
Yeah,
it's good.
CeeLo.
Yeah. Forget the Dodgers. Yeah, we could retire. I mean, we could buy a boat. I could buy, if we did it for a year.
I don't want to buy a boat.
I could buy
a
boat.
That's the last thing I want to buy.
I mean, me too. I'm just saying, like, if we wanted.
Wouldn't matter. You'd be able to afford
it. If you wanted
it, I don't want one.
If you wanted a boat, you could get one.
Don't make me buy a boat.
I'm not going to make you buy a boat. I'm saying, if you wanted a boat, we could do that.
All right. We've got Don't Do This is coming up next. Somehow, either with Do This or Don't Do This, we found some funny audio Jay Moore.
This made me laugh so hard, dude. One of the best stories you'll hear.
It was pretty good. First, though, let me tell you about Prize Picks as we head into the weekend. It's a great time to play Prize Picks. It's daily fantasy accessible to all with over 10 million members and billions of dollars in awarded winnings. Prize Picks is fun and easy. All you have to do is set lineups with 2 to 6 players. You pick more or less on their stat projections, and you can win up to 1,000 times your cash. Play it your way, run your game with Prize Picks. And right now during basketball season, there's so many options in basketball. It's not just points. You can do points more or less, but you can do rebounds, assists, points plus rebounds plus assists, steals, turnovers, first quarter options, first half options. It's all there. They even have live plays now, whereas the game's going on, they'll change the projections. So if you get a feel, you're watching a game, you get a feel for the sense how it's going, you can set lineups then and there with Prize Picks. When you download the app at prizepicks.com, make sure you use the code KWFN to get your $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. So $5 from you, $50 from them. That's a great deal. 10 times your money right there by using the code KWFN at sign up at prizepicks.com. All the stars are there. Jason Tatum, Anthony Edwards, Luka Doncic. He did not play last night, but that's okay. If your guy doesn't play, just erases your lineup square there because they have injury insurance as well. So it's Prize Picks. Run your game. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for details.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
Ugh, I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Don't Do This is brought to you by Trust and Will. Don't leave your entire estate, house, kids, and life savings up to chance if and when you die. Do set up a trust or will online at trustandwill.com. It's a lot more affordable than you think. Visit trustandwill.com for more info. It's starting to look, Woods, like these famous super fans of teams. Remember a Chiefsaholic?
Oh, he's in prison.
He's in prison.
He's literally in federal penitentiary
and,
right now.
It may be going.
Remember his lawyer?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, God, he was great.
It may be going the same direction for Atlanta Falcons superfan Bird Lady. Have you ever heard of Bird Lady?
I have not. Adam probably has.
Bird Lady dresses, I'm sure Adam has, dresses up for games, has been a longtime season ticket holder. She's got these red wings, like this top hat she wears, very like noticeable. Atlanta, they've actually leaned into it. They've done like billboards with her on it and like video in the stadium that includes her. So they've kind of embraced her. Her name's Carolyn Freeman. But Carolyn Freeman apparently trying to capitalize on some of her notoriety.
That clout.
Started kind of a business where she was offering like tailgate packages for people who are coming to watch the games. She said, hey, yeah, no, we can set up all sorts of things. We get food and entertainment, set up TVs, you know, get everything ready for your tailgate party. All you have to do is show up and it'll be good to go. So she sold a $14,000 tailgate party to a group of fans who then arrived on the prescribed date. And all they found were a couple of workers and kind of an area, but nothing was really there or set up.
No sandwiches, brisket, TVs, hot links, nothing
ready to go. And, you know, they tried to call her and, you know, eventually they got a hold of her and she said, I'm just running late. I got pulled over. I'm on my way. They all left eventually. She says she got there. She's being sued and could be facing actually criminal charges. She's been charged in the state of Georgia, at least with one count, and they're looking into fraud. for these business practices. She did an interview with ESPN, kind of a long, rambling interview where, I mean, she says, yeah, no, all of these excuses. So she was tired. Something had happened the night before. She wasn't feeling well.
Okay.
But she's happy to make good. She showed like pictures to the ESPN reporter of like old moldy food. Like here it was. I still have it.
I saved it for evidence.
I've saved the food here. I had the food ready to go, and if they want it, I'll still give it to them. Like I don't want the old moldy food anymore.
Has she done this before? Is this like the what? Like she started a business. Maybe she was over her head.
Yeah, I mean that's what her argument is. Basically, just you know. Things conspired against her.
Because Chiefsaholic was robbing banks.
Yes. I mean, ultimately, you know,
there was no gray area.
There. Some things do happen, but you have to give back all the money.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
Know? I don't think she's giving back the money that she took from these people.
You cannot keep the cash.
Fraud element of all of this. So, anyway,
but,
Bird
yeah,
Lady
listen,
maybe
she seems like a nice
Chiefs
lady. I hope she's not a criminal. And
she seems a little kooky to me.
Well, I mean, you'd have to be to dress up like a bird
yeah.
for... For games, but well, listen. This is one where the audio really speaks for itself. Jay Moore, friend of the program, love Jay Moore. He's married to Jeannie Buss, who owns the Lakers. And Jay Moore was he had a career on Saturday Night Live, albeit a very short one. But he was in the audience for SNL's 50th anniversary.
Yep,
yeah, and he was on his podcast, and his co-hosts asked him about it. And this is the story that he told.
We got to hear about SNL 50.
Yes!
Greatest weekend of my life.
Really?
My goal is just to see Tracy Morgan with my wife and take a picture of my wife and Tracy Morgan. Mm-hmm. So my wife meets Tracy Morgan. I kiss Tracy on the cheek. He's like, we've come a long way from the Boston Comedy Club. And I go, Tracy, this is my wife, Jeannie. And she goes, you got to come out to L.A. and come to a Lakers game. He goes, are you a dancer? And that was what she did. You a dancer?
Oh, that's
because I don't with the Lakers. LeBron couldn't play in New York.
No, Tracy. She owns the team.
She owns the team. Also,
you a dancer?
Pretty flattering to Jeannie Buss.
That's
you know what I mean.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Very
a compliment.
She, I, you would have
you
to take that
girl.
As a. I think you can go two ways. If you're the owner,
Jeannie's
like,
what in like her 60s.
Yeah,
so,
you're like, yeah. No, I'm the owner. I mean, you a dancer is amazing. It is so Tracy Morgan. When he sits right here in this chair and starts launching into Tracy Morgan and Christopher Walken. It's the best feeling of all time. He's such a good dude.
You got to come out to L.A. and come to a Lakers game. He goes, are you a dancer?
Brilliant. I think the don't do this goes to Tracy Morgan.
Is there also a don't do this in thinking, well, Jay Moore must, just all he can find is a dancer out in L.A.
Right. Yes. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Oh, of course you're with some
no
Lakers
way
girl.
You're with the owner of the
right.
Lakers, Jay Moore.
Look, when it happened, we all were like, what? But, I mean, they have a great
we
relationship.
We had Jay Moore here in studio
talking about it.
And he also kind of agreed.
We went to a commercial break, and she called him.
Yes.
Like, hey, baby, yeah, I'm doing this radio thing.
That's incredible.
Like, oh, my God.
So good. You would dance? I love it. Don't do this for Tracy Morgan, but do this for making us laugh.
All right, finally, the do this for today.
DD Mega Do Do.
I think we always like these stories, so.
I do.
Superstar signs a big free agent contract with his new team, making hundreds of millions of dollars, but someone else is already wearing his long-established number.
Score.
Someone who's not nearly as famous. It's like a scratch-off lottery ticket if you're in Major League Baseball. And I'm sure the first thing Brett Beatty, number 22 on the New York Mets, thought when Juan Soto signed his $765 million deal.
Was anybody rooting for Juan Soto to the Mets more than Brett Beatty, knowing
God,
he's number
God.
22?
Please
All I
God.
Have to do is give up
I am about
22.
To hit the freaking
yeah,
lottery.
About to hit the jackpot.
And he did. He did. Juan Soto came through as, you know, probably should. Juan Soto, in exchange for the number 22, purchased for Brett Beatty a $92,000 Chevy Tahoe, his dream vehicle.
Yep.
They took a video here of Juan presenting him with the car yesterday at Port St. Lucie, Florida, at Mets spring training. Black.
So nice. This is his dream car, right?
Very
yeah,
nice.
He
it was
said
his dream car.
Juan,
yeah.
So Beatty had driven a 4Runner for about 178,000 miles. He said, you know, she's on her last leg. And he did. Juan Soto went and asked around. He said he actually went and did some research because it's the internet. You see people saying $760 million. All you can do is buy him a $92,000 car.
Oh, come on,
right?
That's really nice for a number,
right? For a number, right. And he buys him that. And he had asked around, and he found out, you know, that's his dream car. So he bought him one, and he was so stoked. Well, I mean, he's young. He's a young kid.
He's pretty happy.
Yeah, he's very, very happy. And Soto was very happy to get 22 back. So I love that story.
Let's be honest, $92,000 is now a drop in the bucket.
Oh yeah,
for Juan Soto,
that's like a sandwich. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like. He could eat a $90,000 sandwich every day for the rest of his life. I think they said he makes, I think somebody did the math, he said he makes $140,000 a day. So that's pretty good.
All right, you don't want to be spending $90,000 on a sandwich every day if you're making $140,000. You only have $50,000
left to play with every single day.
Yeah.
Man, that's great. That's a good story. And Brett Beatty, you can see he walked out, and then he does like the jog over. He's so excited to get the whip.
Like a Price is Right contestant coming on down.
That's pretty cool.
It's a brand new car.
Somebody asked in the chat, what did Will actually get from Blake Snell for number four?
They never revealed it.
They never did. He teased us.
Yeah, he never would say it.
Keep that in the back burner. We'll talk to Will Myers at some point, and we need to get
Will
that.
Will we?
What makes you think
the
that?
The next time we
he
talk...
He'll be back in town to throw... He said he would throw a first pitch.
The next time we talk to Will Myers will be the first time.
That's true.
I asked him to come on at spring training one time in the parking lot, and he said no. I'm good. I'm good on it.
You don't think we'll ever talk to Will Myers?
No.
No.
Mm-mm. I'm good.
All right.
I'm good with it.
I think it's more likely we talk to Eric Hosmer than Will Myers, and I don't think that's happening.
That will also be the first time.
That's Don't and Do This for a Friday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, it is the first day of Cactus League play across the board, including for your San Diego Padres. We will talk the start of the spring training season with Rob Bradford, the host of the Baseball Isn't Boring Odyssey podcast, coming up next here on 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER, GEGE000466.
One more time, though, this week, a reminder that to head down to 7 Mile Casino, all you have to do is hop on the 5 freeway. If you're downtown, literally takes 7 minutes. We have timed it. That's why they named it 7 Mile Casino. You drive right on down to Chula Vista, you get off the freeway, stay on the west side of the 5. There's really only like a narrow strip of land between the bay and the freeway, and that's where 7 Mile Casino is. It's right in between the two, right there on San Diego Bay.
It is a great place to go play cards. It's a great place to go have lunch. A great place to go sit at the bar, grab a beer, watch a game. They got TVs in there. You're going to be really comfortable when you go. But the thing I love the most about it, I drive a lot around here and have driven out to the East County many times to go play baseball, and you think, man, somebody really drives all this way out here to go play cards when they could just go to 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from downtown.
24/7 option. Food is available at all hours of the day on their 24/7 players menu, including my beloved Kung Pao Chicken. It really is fantastic. The best you can find. Check it out this weekend anytime you want at 7 Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from downtown. For the first time in 2025, Mike Schilt has filled out a lineup card for his San Diego Padres for today's game against the Seattle Mariners.
It's a big one.
It's
a huge game.
It's not loaded with stars.
It's a must-win.
Although Manny Machado is playing today.
Yeah. I'll just read the whole thing.
All right, let's see if we can do this. Leading off at second base, Eggy Rosario.
Yep.
Batting second at first base, Connor Joe.
Yep.
Batting third, the third baseman, Manny Machado. Batting cleanup, the catcher, Elias Diaz.
Interesting.
The designated hitter, hitting fifth, Gavin Sheets. Out in right field, Oscar Gonzalez.
Correct.
Batting sixth. The shortstop, Tyler Wade, hitting seventh. In left field, Tirso Ornelas, batting eighth. And the center fielder, Brandon Lockridge, hitting ninth.
The speedy Brandon Lockridge.
With, Ryan Burger. Ryan?
Ryan.
Ryan Burger on the mound. I did it.
You did it.
Just the last names. I managed to connect it all together. That gets hard in spring training.
It does.
You look at the names. Like, you looked at Rosario, right?
I was thinking Rosario.
Oh, Eggy.
I think I was thinking of Eddie.
Eddie hit one. Hit a home run yesterday.
Of course he did.
For the Dodgers, right?
Of course he did.
I didn't even know he was on the Dodgers.
They signed him 3 days ago, comes in, hits a yak. I'm like, oh, of course.
Where'd he come from?
I know.
Has any chance to make that team?
How many players do they need?
I don't know.
God, it's crazy. They still have Michael Conforto. I mean, I keep forgetting all the guys that they signed this offseason.
It is not a great spot for like non-roster guy to try to make.
Oh, it's almost impossible
because they are so deep. There really are no like open spots on that roster.
And also they're committed to guys like Chris Taylor. You know what I mean? Like he doesn't belong on the Dodgers anymore, but they're going to keep rolling with him.
You got Kike now too. He's definitely got a bench spot for that team. Well, someone who loves talking baseball, does it on his Odyssey podcast, Baseball Isn't Boring, is our friend Rob Bradford, who we got to meet out at spring training, and we'll be heading out there next week for some Cactus League coverage. But Rob joins us right now here with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. Happy spring training to you, Rob.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. You know, the highlight of spring training is when I get to see you guys
out there.
Hopefully, I'll be able to get out to Arizona once again because I tell you what, guys, Arizona is a whole lot better than Florida. I know nobody cares about this, but it is so much better. Oh, my goodness. And seeing you guys only makes it better, so I appreciate the time.
I've got a buddy that is an agent, and every year he's like, man, I booked my Arizona trip, just an absolute cakewalk. We can see four of our guys in like 3 hours. We get them all. He goes, Florida, we have like, it's just a month of driving, and it's just horrific.
It's horrific. Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, I remember seeing you guys. I'm like, okay, I went to the Padres, talked to Bogarts, whatever, talked to these guys. And then, you know, an hour later, I'm somewhere else. And an hour later, I'm somewhere else. You get four teams done. Yeah. And now, this morning, again, nobody cares, but this morning, I'm looking at, oh, I got to wake up at 5:30 to drive an hour and a half up to Sarasota to talk to Charlie Morton. Anyway, it doesn't matter because, like we said, like the great game of baseball is about to be played, and there's plenty of stuff to talk about.
Well, that's exactly right, man. And I know you cover baseball, you know, as a whole, but I know that there's a lot of Red Sox talk, and it's been an interesting couple of weeks in spring training for the Red Sox. Can you shed any light on what's going on? Because I'll be honest, man, like, we've had a couple of these storylines going on at Padres camp the last couple of years with Xander, being a guy that you mentioned. But, man, this is a kind of an odd one with the Rafi Devers and Alex Bregman situation. Has that evolved at all in the last couple of days?
Yeah. You know, you brought up Xander, and I was thinking about that because obviously there's position changes that people ask. And what you're talking about with Rafael Devers is that when Bregman came in, they actually asked Rafael Devers, hey, would you mind if we move you to DH or first base? Because Bregman's an elite third baseman. Yeah. It only makes sense. And Devers got up to this press conference. And this was like, it was so bizarre. It was no. And that was his answer. Well, what are you going to do if they ask you to them? Just no. Okay. And I remember I immediately thought back to the Xander thing going to second base. And obviously, he wasn't, I don't think, thrilled about it, but as somebody said to me, I never heard of a guy retiring after switching positions. You know, there is a lot of times where guys are upset, and it takes them a while to get over that being upset, but ultimately, they figure it out, and they switch positions. Now, when it comes to Devers right now, we still don't have resolution. I mean, Bregman's one day he's at third, the next day he's at second. Rafael Devers is just going to get on the field next week. So it's not like we know for sure Bregman's playing third or Rafael Devers is playing third. So it's going to draw out a little bit. But, you know, I think the thing the Red Sox have going for them is that they do have Bregman, who is saying all the right things and doing all the right things, because if you didn't have that guy, it will only get worse.
That's an interesting point. Do you need everyone to say the right thing, or as long as one person is doing the right thing, it can kind of smooth everything over?
Yeah, well, to add to another layer to it was the day after Devers, Tristan Cassis gets up there, the
so
first
good.
Baseman,
it's unreal,
and says, "Yeah, and says, yeah, I think Rafael Devers should play third. I think Alex Bregman should play second. Oh, and to top things off, I think all the top prospects, all these top 15 baseball prospects, they should not make the major league team. Like, okay. And we said we missed an enormous opportunity right there as media members. We could have asked him about anything. We could have asked him about, you know, politics, anything at all. And he would have answered it because he was just rattling off his opinions on everything. And that was that instance, that press conference for Alex Cora for the Red Sox, I can tell you, is more uncomfortable than what Dever said, because they didn't see that part of it coming.
Never take truth serum right before you get up in front
of
the media.
Yeah, 100%. And you know, I saw that and I went, my first initial reaction, as it usually is I go, oh no, what an idiot. And then I go, oh, you play first base. Why would you want Devers to move over to first base? Then you're the DH or something. They move you around. So, you know, I heard people talking about it. And it is, man. Like, Devers is such a great player. And, yes, he improved a little bit on his defense. But when you have a guy like Bregman who is going to solidify third base for you, help your pitching staff immensely, he's a leader, he's a champion, all of that, you know, you kind of have to make that move. But you also have this, you know, superstar that you have to keep happy. And, you know, listen, knowing Boston a little bit as I do, I can't imagine some of the takes that I'm hearing on Boston sports radio right now.
I mean, people were complaining about Alex. How dare you defer money to Alex Bregman? What right. took him so long? Like, there's nobody's happy, right? What this did was something. When the Red Sox teams were rolling and the Red Sox had all these superstars, we would always have stuff like that. We would call it the picnic table, even though it was the bench. Like, who was on the picnic table? Who said what at the picnic table? Oh, John Henry, the owner, said Pablo Sandoval's body fat was 19%.
Can relate.
Yeah,
I can relate.
Yeah. And so, or you know, we screwed up the John Lester negotiation, or David Ortiz saying something. We always had something like that. So I think for the Red Sox, they should be happy because it's getting them back in the conversation. Because honestly, and you can make the timeline when Xander left, it really, like, apathy had been creeping in, and they hadn't won any free agent battle. They were not perceived as the big boys anymore. And now, at least, they're getting these players and they're getting the conversation back.
Talking to Rob Bradford, host of the Odyssey podcast, Baseball Isn't Boring. And one of the big stories at spring training is the testing of the ABS strike system. And my hot take, Rob, is that what I hate is that we have to wait until 2026 for this to be implemented in the big leagues. I've seen it one day. I'm ready to go. Let's just put this in Major League Baseball right now.
Yeah, and you guys know this. Like, we've gone through enough rule changes and evolution of baseball where we usually get riled up and fired up, and then it happens, and then we're like, okay, you know, that's not bad. Pitch clock, obviously, being the be all end all when it comes to that. And I always use this example. I remember David Ortiz's last year. Some of the rule changes, the initial rule changes, are kind of stupid, but they tweaked them at least. They understood that they were stupid. I remember one was you can't take, you know, your foot out of the batter's box, right? They wanted to speed the game up that way. So David Ortiz gets up there, and he's told this. Now, he had no idea, but it was this, like, this guttural reaction to, hey, by the way, David, you know that you can't take your foot out of the batter's box. And he just goes off. I mean, he just goes off on this rule. And then by the end of the year, he said, you know what? It was the best thing for me. It made me think about the next pitch instead of the last one. And, yeah, baseball doesn't get it right all the time. And baseball, there's probably some tweaks that are going to have to happen in this case. But at the end of the day, you know, I think that the evolution of baseball is exactly that. We have to sort of embrace it and accept it. And if it makes it better, why not lengthen in the game? Then so be it.
Talking to our pal Rob Bradford here on Ben and Woods this morning, host of the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast. And you couldn't find three people that agree with you more. Baseball certainly is not boring. There's always a great storyline. But, you know, every year we always say, man, the AL East is going to be nasty. And sometimes it is and sometimes it's not. One thing we do know for sure is that the NL West is going to be, you know, listen, we know who the favorite is. But, man, the battle for second place in the NL West is going to be something to watch. You got a sneaky team that you're looking at and going, you know what, I really like what these dudes have done this year, and I kind of like them, whether it's in any division.
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny because, you know, I look at teams, when I've been asked this question, I looked at teams in the AL Central, I looked at, like, Detroit, and I looked at, oh, Cleveland's were not really a sneaky team, they made it to the ALCS.
Yeah.
But then I looked at, and then the other team I said was the Diamondbacks, and I know maybe that's, like, not, like, fair, because when you spend that much money on Corbin Burns and you've already done it with Jordan Montgomery, you did it. I like the what they have running over there. I've known Hazen and Lovello for a long time. They just got a great, great environment, and I think that they get the most out of those guys. And they're now they're spending just enough money. But No, I look at it across the board. The NL West to me is fascinating. Yeah, sure. You know, you have the Alpha and the Dodgers. But the one thing that we can't forget, the Padres, and I was talking with someone about this, I think yesterday, like, let's not forget, because I think, you know, what came up was the Vlad stuff. I said, listen, they should absolutely just give the best offer. They don't, if it, he doesn't take it, then trade him. Because you know what? The Padres ended up with the perceived best team in it, when the playoffs rolled around, without Juan Soto. You can do this.
You can do it. It can work. Yep.
Right. And instead, you're trying to placate fans, and you're having press conferences please saying, please don't hate us. But, you know, to come back to the Padres, I think that it's one of these teams where, like, we can't forget that. We can't forget that you ask any member of the Dodgers about what team that was the best team, maybe other than themselves, and they'll say to a man, it was the Padres, and that was just a few months ago.
It almost was annoying, actually.
Yeah, it was. It felt like a pat on the head.
Just the parade of Dodgers who would come on Mookie's podcast and go, man, the Padres were the
so
best
good.
Team. We got lucky there.
It makes it worse.
But it's true. I'm telling you guys, behind the scenes, you know, I called around the Dodgers because, you know, our co-owner played for the Dodgers, Joe Kelly.
Yep.
And behind the scenes, I mean, they were just in conversation say, man, you know what? That was a team that, you know, we had to get. And once we got through them, we knew that every other team, and we all know now, thanks to Joe, the Yankees stunk.
Right.
So, yeah. So, but that was a common refrain from everybody. And again, like I think we can't forget that part of it.
Well, I know that's your guy, but will you just like a gentle kick in the shin to Joe Kelly from the Ben and Woods program, if you could. I don't like him going 97 at Tatis's head ever.
I know
who he is. He's very polarizing.
I get it. And listen, he did nothing. I don't know if you guys saw the podcast that we put out yesterday, but he did nothing to ingratiate himself with the Yankees fans once again, because I had read him. He's not on social media, so... You know, as a good employee, I read what Aaron Boone had said, which is basically it wasn't the Mookies and it wasn't the Shohei saying this, obviously ripping them. And he said, you know, my 9-year-old travel team knows how to cover first. I know who doesn't know how to cover
it's
first.
I saw it. It's incredible. It's incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, we want that from our baseball players. We want a little bit more unvarnished opinions. Joe Kelly's never been afraid of being unvarnished. But again, just a gentle kick in the shin would be great for Ben Woods.
No, it's all good. It spices things up. I get it. Yeah, no, it's all good.
Rob, thanks for your time.
Thanks, brother.
Hopefully we'll run into you in Arizona. If not, we'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah, I always enjoy it, and you guys do such a great job. I appreciate you having me on.
Thanks, Rob.
Rob Bradford, host of the Baseball Isn't Boring Odyssey podcast. You can download it right there on the Odyssey app. We're going to check traffic, and I want to bring back something Rob said there at the end as well before the top of the hour here on 97.3 The Fan. And this segment of Ben Woods is brought to you by Jack in the Box. Wake up on the right side of breakfast with new banana French toast sticks for $3.49 from Jack in the Box. Crispy on the outside, fluffy on the inside, and served with chocolate dipping sauce. This is what Jack means by so much more.
I don't know that any chocolate dipping sauce with my breakfast, but Jack in the Box for fast food breakfast, pretty elite.
I like fluffy on the inside.
Fluffy on the inside.
It's like us.
We are a
little fluffy on the inside.
Are we crispy on the outside, though?
I can be.
Sometimes.
I can be a little crispy. Yeah.
It's funny that Rob says something, and he puts it very simply, and we don't really look at it as Padres fans that way. We see an offseason that until the last couple of weeks, you know, players leaving, no one coming in, and the team not getting better in the offseason. But Rob put it in a whole different way. He said, at the end of last year, the Padres were on paper, agreed pretty much by everyone in baseball, as the best team on paper. Yes, they lost a couple of players, Jurickson, Tanner Scott, Ha-Sung Kim. Okay, so you're going from the very top. How far really did you drop? Now you've added Nick Pivetta, some other players. Aren't you still right among the top teams in baseball with the guys you're bringing back? I mean,
Vegas doesn't think so, but Vegas...
But why wouldn't they? Was Jurickson Profar... I get it. He had a great season, but... Did you really go from, like, the top team in baseball, which, again, this is not what we said. This is what everybody, including the Dodgers, Rob, other teams were saying. And you lose Jurickson is the main loss. Tanner Scott's big, too. But did you really go from that to a mediocre team? Or are you just right there still below write the Dodgers as one of the top teams in baseball.
Yeah, still. I mean, again, though, you also have to look at what the other teams did. And he brings up the Diamondbacks. That's a great one. I expect them to be very, very tough. I do. I expect them to be tough. Now, they lost some guys as well. Lost Christian Walker. He was a huge leader on that team and productive and all that. But you add a Corbin Burns and you get Corbin Carroll. If he gets off to a good start, unlike he did last year, yeah, man, they're a nasty team. They got a great manager. They got a great GM. And, you know, listen, it's going to be a battle.
Clearly, there's plenty of competition.
Sure.
No doubt about that. I just want to make sure we're putting the Padres in the right tier of where we're talking about them. Not as some, you know, plucky underdog that has no chance, but as one of the top teams in baseball that has some serious competition that they're going to have to get through this
100%.
All right, we'll come back. More Ben and Woods on the way, including perhaps the special guest that we tease.
Mamacita.
On 97.3 The Fan. Don't go anywhere.